Christmas. Okay.
The Christmas album was a real nice surprise. I'm a Christmas music freak myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a real nice treat last year.
I'm a fan. I love Christmas music. And we actually recorded that at Christmas time the previous year.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because so, you always hear about people doing it in the summer. And it's like, it's such a cop-out.
We did. We absolutely. I went into the studio after Christmas before New Year's. And I spent the entire time doing this Christmas record and, I got right into the festive spirit of it, you know, in there.
Oh,
and,
nice.
I think I got about 80% of it done at that time, but I still had to mix it and master it. So inevitably, I ended up in June, July, going back to that record and just doing the finishing touches on it. So I still had to sit there in the summertime and listen to the Christmas songs. But it was kind of strange. I actually remember feeling like, very, very strange. It was in July, and I was going at someone's barbecue after being at the session, and I had all these Christmas carols in my head, and I was actually feeling kind of festive, like feeling kind of Christmassy, and then going outside, and it's 30 degrees out there. It was very strange.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what are some of your favorite Christmas records?
The one that I really, really liked, and I picked a song off it, and that's the one with Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra. And Fred Waring.
Oh, and I don't think I've heard that one.
It's a brilliant record. I think it was early 60s. Yeah, I think it was early, like 62 or some 63, something like that. And that's the one where it's not the original White Christmas that Bing Crosby does, but White Christmas is on it. It's the one that most people are familiar with now. And there's some songs on that record that I did for my Christmas record. That's sort of where I got them from. Mm. There's two of them in particular that I grabbed from that record. And I think it's my favorite. It's my favorite Christmas album. There's a lot of good ones out there, but I tend to like the older ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a band from Philadelphia, Marah, put out a Christmas record a few years ago, and I was talking to them the year that it came out, and they're total Christmas freaks too, but they have nothing to do with like rock and roll Christmas albums. It's got to be the old like 50s, yeah. Early 60s stuff.
Yeah, it's when people, contemporary artists now, come out with a Christmas album, they do a lot of their own stuff on it, and I feel like there's nothing wrong with that, but to me, there's something about doing a Christmas album. You kind of, the idea is, it's not a promotion, it's not a self-promotional act. It's an act of celebrating the great music of Christmas time. Because really, my attitude was, Christmas music is folk music. You know, I mean, these are traditional songs, and they're really some of the best songs ever written are some of these songs. And to just write them off as, oh, it's just a Christmas carol, is kind of selling them short. And so when I started really, I did some research for the record. I really, you know, got into it. I looked up the songs, the origin of the songs, and they were fascinating. Some of the songs I ended up doing just because the story behind them was so interesting. And I got to know the song inside out by doing them, and gained a lot of respect for some of them. And I mean, they're very complicated songs as well. I mean, some of them are it's jazz. Some of them are. Mm-hmm. And we actually did a little tour to support that record last year at Christmas time. We called it the Oxmas Tour. And we did 4 or 5 dates, just Southern Ontario, and we brought a Christmas tree with us and all kinds of decorations and Christmas lights, and we had little jet blazers. And
cool.
We did it like a Christmas special, and we had some guests come up.
Wow.
And it was a lot of fun, and you know, we did 2 full hours of Christmas carols. And that's a lot of music.
These are short songs. Yeah, usually when there's a Christmas show, people throw in like 2 or 3 interspersed.
It was nothing but Christmas carols the entire night. We didn't play any other Ox songs. It was a challenge, but it was a lot of fun.
I bet. So will there be any Christmas songs tonight at the Low Pub?
No, there won't be any yet. It, as far as I'm concerned, it's still November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's barely any snow.
It's not quite there yet. Yeah, people get enough of it in December. I feel like we should wait.
Beer and smokes, girlfriends back home. Chrysler and Brooklyn were lit up so fair in the snow. Beep, beep, the cabs are crazy like rain. On speed, dear. Christmas time in the city's pretty. I got the headlights down low. Christmas with the band, New York City, Hello Kitty sleeping in the van. That's Christmas with. Christmas time and people riding round and round. Wrapped up all the dope and tied with bows, ready to smoke. Socks tied to the dashboard, bungee cord, and cookies, beer, jam sandwiches. Beep, beep, the cabs are crazy like reindeer. So sweet, dear. Christmas time in the city's pretty. I got the music down low. Yo, yo, yo.